Welcome in. Today we're making one of the most underrated drum and bass ingredients, percussive ghost textures from Noise. These are those shuffly, airy little hits that you don't necessarily notice as a part, but the moment you mute them, the groove suddenly feels flatter. Think of them as a supporting actor, not a new hi-hat track. They're here to add motion between the kick and snare, help the loop roll, and add a bit of grit and swing without stealing focus. Alright, let's build it in Ableton using only stock devices. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 is totally fine, but 174 keeps us in that classic D&B pocket. Next, make sure you've got some kind of basic drum pattern playing. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4 is perfect. You can use a drum rack, a loop, whatever. We just need a steady reference so we can place our ghosts in the gaps. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Ghost Noise. Step 1. Generate noise. Fastest option. Use analog. Drop analog onto the Ghost Noise MIDI track. In analog, turn down oscillator 1 and oscillator 2 so they're not contributing anything. Then turn up the noise source. We want pure noise. Now shape it like percussion using the amp envelope. This is the moment where noise stops being SSSSS and starts being TCHK. Set attack to 0. Set decay somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. And give it a short release, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds. Here's the teacher tip. If it still feels like a constant hiss, your envelope is too long or you're about to need a gate later. If it feels like a tiny tick that disappears instantly, you're in the right neighborhood. Option 2, if you prefer a more sample-like workflow, is simpler with a noise sample. But for learning and tweaking, analog is perfect, so we'll stick with that. Step 2, make it percussive with filtering and transient shaping. After analog, add auto filter. Switch auto filter to either band pass or high pass. If you want air, go high pass and aim around 10 kHz to 14 kHz. If you want more of a tick or shuffle that reads as percussion, use band pass, and aim more like 2 kHz to 6 kHz. Add a little resonance, something like 20 to 45%. Not too much, because if you crank it, it'll start whistling and you'll accidentally invent a lead sound. We're staying ghostly. Now add drum bass after auto filter. This is going to help the noise feel like it has a transient, like it's being struck. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch can be optional. Keep it low at first, like 0 to 10%. Use damp to control harshness. A lot of noise lives up in the pain zone, so don't be shy about damping the top if it starts to fizz. And the big one, transients. Push that up somewhere like plus 10 to plus 30. This is what gives you that tick definition. Optional, but often great for D&B. Add saturator next. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Put drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. It helps density without taking over. Then add utility at the end. Set your gain conservative. Start around minus 12 dB. Seriously, ghosts should live way lower than you think. For width, start around 100%. You can go 80 to 120 depending on the mix, but keep it controlled. If it gets huge, the drum image can go blurry. Quick coaching note on gain staging. If drum bass or saturator gets nasty really fast, don't fight it with a bunch of corrective EQ yet. Just turn down the output of analog. Clean in, clean out. Distortion behaves better when it's not being slammed by accident. Step 3. Program the ghost rhythm. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the Ghost Noise track. Set your grid to 1/16 notes. Now, we're going to place hits in the empty spaces between the main drums. Avoid stacking directly on the snare at 2 and 4. The snare is the king in D&B. We don't want to mask that crack. A good starter pattern is to place slight hits on a few in-between steps. Think, after 1, around the snare, after 3, and leading into 4. You're aiming for constant forward motion, like the groove is rolling downhill. Now, velocity is basically your groove control. Set most notes low, like 20 to 50. Then add a couple accents around 55 to 75. If you're hitting 100 plus velocities, that's not a ghost layer anymore. That's just percussion. Here's a little trick. Choose one spot right before the snare and make it slightly louder. That pre-snare lift pulls the groove forward. It's subtle, but it feels amazing when it's right. Step 4. Add swing. Open the groove pool and try a classic like swing 16-65. Set the amount around 20 to 45%. And listen. D&B is tight, but it's not robotic. Twing is what turns grid into roll. Another coaching move. Instead of randomizing everything, try nudging just one or two ghost hits slightly late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That gives you a lazy pocket without losing the discipline of the beat. Step 5. Make it ghost, not hats. Right now, depending on your settings, the noise may still feel like a constant layer. We want discrete little percussive events. Add a gate after your saturation. Set threshold so only the hits open the gate. A starting point might be -30 to -20 dB, but you'll adjust by ear. Attack should be super fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. What you're listening for is this. The hiss between hits drops away, and each note becomes a clean little puff or tick. Step 6. Add movement, but keep it subtle. Go back to auto filter and turn on the LFO. Set amount low, like 3 to 8%. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Try flipping the LFO phase to 180 degrees. Sometimes it makes the groove feel like it's leaning forward, which is perfect for rollers. Or use auto pan as a tremolo or gentle stereo motion. Amount 10 to 25%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Phase at 0 degrees gives you more of a volume pulse. Phase at 180 gives stereo movement. Again, subtle. If you can clearly hear it panning around, it's probably too much for a ghost layer. Step 7. Glue it into the drum bus with side chain. This is the professional step that keeps the ghosts from messing with your snare and kick. Add a compressor on the ghost noise track. Turn on side chain and select your drum bus, or just your snare track if that's easier. Set ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. Listen carefully here. You're creating a pocket. The snare punches through clean, and the ghost layer breathes around it. This is one of those small details that makes a loop feel mixed, not just stacked. Now let's do a simple 16-bar arrangement so it feels like real music. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it super light. High pass it so it's mostly air. Level around -18 to -14 dB. Bars 5 to 8. Bring it up slightly, maybe -14 to -12. Add a couple extra 1/16 notes so the shuffle density increases. Bars 9 to 12. Automate the filter down a bit. For example, if you were at 10 kHz, slide toward 6 kHz so it gains a bit more body. You can also nudge drum bus drive up a touch, like 2 or 3% more, just for intensity. Bars 13 to 16. Add space with a reverb send. Quick coaching point, use a return track for reverb rather than inserting reverb directly, because it keeps the transient intact and gives you one knob to automate depth. Then right before a transition, hard cut the ghost layer for a moment. That contrast makes the next section hit harder. Before we wrap, here are the common mistakes to avoid, because they come up every time. If it's too loud, you'll hear it as a brand new hat loop. The test is mute and unmute. You should miss movement, not miss a part. If it's too bright or harsh, tame it. Use auto filter, drum bus dab, and if needed, add EQ8. A narrow cut around 9 to 11 kHz can remove scratchiness. A gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz can make it more papery and percussive instead of pure hiss. If you don't sidechain it, it'll smear the snare. If your snare loses bite when ghosts are on, either lower the ghost track, duck more, or carve a little out of 2 to 5 kHz on the ghosts, because that's a common snare presence area. If it's super wide, the drums can lose focus. Keep the core transient centered, and widen only the air if you want width. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make two versions. Version 1 is air, high pass around 10 kHz. Version 2 is tick, band pass around 4 kHz with a bit more resonance. Program a 2-bar ghost clip with swing. Side chain both to the snare. Then arrange 8 bars. First half is air only, second half is air plus just a tiny amount of tick. Bounce a loop with and without the ghosts and compare. If the with version feels faster, more glued, and more live without sounding busier, you nailed it. Recap. We started with noise, shaped it with a short envelope, carved it with filtering, gave it transient bite with drum bus, tightened it with a gate, added subtle movement, and then glued it into the groove with sidechain compression. That's the whole recipe. If you tell me your subgenre, like liquid, rollers, tech step, or jungle, and whether your main hats are bright and open or dark and tight, I can suggest exact filter ranges and a specific ghost pattern that stays out of the way.